Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masech des Schwiees, Perik, Zayin, Mischne, Gimel. Klipe, Rimoin, Vahanetz, Shaloi. The shell of a pomegranate and that little flower that grows on top. It has like a crown-like little thing, little flower on top of the pomegranate. Klipe, Agoizim. So literally it means the shell of the nuts. It doesn't mean mamish the hard shell. It means like there's like a film, like a husk underneath it. You can make a dye out of it. Vahagalinin, galinin are pits of peiros. Yeah, the pits of olives, you can squeeze oil out of it. Pits of dates, you can feed to your behemoth. So yesh lehem shvias, they have the kiddusha of shvias. Ulidemeyan, and for the money that you would get for selling it, there is also shvias, the kiddusha of shvias. So like the Mishnah Hatzava, if your business is, or you know how to do this, you know how to dye, let's say, fabrics, and you have a plant that grew on Shemitah, Tzeveli Atzma, he can color his things if he's doing it for himself. But you can't do it as a business. You can't charge people to dye their fabric because you can't do schayra with peiros shvias, as the Mishnah explains. She'ein oisim schayra b'peiros shvias. And to get paid for dyeing, for painting with this plant that grew on Shemitah is called schayra, is called doing business. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'loi b'b'chayra is, if my cow, my sheep, my goat gives birth to a male baby, it is a pchar. It's the first baby. You have to give it to the kohen. If there's no mum, the kohen has to be makabed in the Beis HaMikdash, and the basar is eaten by the kohanim. If there is a mum, he can't be makabed. It automatically goes out lechulin. The kohen can shecht it wherever he wants. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's chulin, but otherwise there are no restrictions. Anyone can eat it. But it belongs to the kohen. Now, a pchar that you could be makrif, in other words, a pchar tam, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have a mum, you can't sell it. That's min haTorah. A pchar that you can't be makrif, it's a pchar bal mum, or maybe bezman hazeh, even by a pchar tam. So midi uraisa min haTorah, you would be allowed to sell it. But the chachamim say, I don't want you to sell it derech schoira. In other words, I don't want you buying it for cheap and selling it for an expense. Don't make a business out of this. You shouldn't have a business card that says, oh, I buy and sell b'chayres. The concern is, because you're going to keep it by you until you get a good price. And then, the longer you keep it by you, there's a greater chance you're going to come to be over some of the halachas. For example, you're not allowed to work with a p'char. You're not allowed to shear its wool. But the iser that the Chachamim said for selling a pchar is only a live pchar because of this concern. Meaning that you're not allowed to shear its wool, you're not allowed to work with it. If you keep it, you're going to store them like in your showroom to sell to a customer. You're going to wind up using it for the wrong purpose. But the meat of a pchar balmum after it's shechted, you can sell it. But you can't sell it stam in the marketplace like any other piece of meat. It has to be like from your house. There has to be a certain derech eretz for it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, V'loi b'trumais. I separate truma and I give it to the kohen. You can't do business with truma. Even let's say I separated my truma, I gave it to the kohen, and I or someone else buys it from the kohen, and I want to sell it to a different kohen. I want to make a business. I want to buy it and sell it for more money. You can't do that. Because I'm scared you're going to hold the truma by yourself until you find a kohen that's willing to spend more money for it, and by mistake you're going to use it. Someone who's a non-kohen that eats truma, that's a very serious avera. The kohen also is not supposed to do business with the truma. We don't want him to keep it for a long time and forget that it's truma. And he may eat it when he's tameh. Or feed it to his cousin, who's a czar. He could even have a grandson that's a non-kohen, if his daughter is married to Yisrael. Vaitra says the Mishnah, V'loi b'nevelis, v'loi b'trevis, v'loi b'shkotzim, v'loi b'ramasim. Can't do business with these things. Nevela is a behema, or for that matter, a bird that died without a proper shechita. Treifa is a behema that has some type of a problem that it can't live for 12 months. It's asur biachila. A treifa is asur biachila, even if you shechted it properly. Shkotzim are a category of different things that are asur, like oifais temeim, tamadika birds, flies, bees, a tamadika fish, frogs, and so on. Rimasim are worms that grow in peiros or in things that rot. All these things are asr biachilim in a Torah. You're not allowed to eat it. And Chazal learned anything that is asr biachilim in a Torah, you can't do business with it. Wait a second. The Torah says beferish, you can sell your nevela to a nachri. That's if you tried shechting it, something went wrong, and now it's a nevela, you can sell it. But you can't officially have a business of buying and selling nevelas. So again, something that's also min hatoyra to eat, you now have a business selling those things. Something that's also only midrabanan, you're allowed to do business with it. So let me ask you, can I have a business of buying and selling horses? Yes. Buying and selling donkeys or camels? Yes. Why? You're not allowed to eat them. And the answer is, we're talking about things that are sold for food. But when you're selling it to do work, someone's buying a camel to ride through the desert, the donkey to carry his packages, the horse to pull his wagon, that's mutter. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, v'lo yeh lekeach yarkois soda, a person should not purchase the vegetables of a field on Shemitah, umoicher, to sell it bashuk in the marketplace, because you're not allowed to do business with perish shvias. Now, he's gathering it from Hefker, right? I'm going into my friend's field on Shemitah, I can do it. I pick up the irakas, now I want to sell it on the marketplace. Can't do it. You can take it to eat, not to do business with. Let's say I can get a hold of perish shvias, buy it for a cheap price, sell it for a higher price, cannot do it. But a person can, let's say, pick yirakos of shvius, give them to his son, that his son should sell it. You can't pick it to sell it on your own. That's called derech schoira. It's aser. But to give it to your son to sell or to another shliach, that's not considered derech schoira, and it's mutter. Even then, Tosfos says in Masechta Sukkah, you shouldn't stam sell it in a store or in the marketplace. But it means in your house, or in the chutz, or in some side alley. Now, if, lokach, he took the yirakis of the field, la'atzme for himself, to eat it, v'hoisir, and l'maisa, he has more than he needs, mutter l'machron, then it's mutter to sell it. Even he himself, explains the batanur, under those circumstances, would be allowed to sell it. That's not called schayra, because l'chatchila, he took it for himself. Now, even when he sells it, in these instances where he's allowed to sell it, the money that he gets has kiddusha on it. You have to treat it like Shemitah money. That's how the Taisus Yamtiv explains it over here. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah. Shells of pomegranates and that little crown-like flower. The husk on the walnuts. Pits. Pits of olives that can be used to squeeze out oil. Pits of dates that you can feed to your behemoth. They have the Kedusha of Shemitah. And if you sell it, the money gets the Kedusha of Shemitah. These plants that produce a dye, you can color your own fabrics, but you can't charge people to do it for their fabrics. That's called doing Schayra with Perish Shvias, which you're not allowed to do. Then the Mishnah gave us a whole list of things that you're not allowed to make a business out of. Pchar, Truma, Nevelos. Can't have a business buying and selling dead animals. Same is true for treifos, an animal that can't live for 12 months, or shkatzim and rimasim. We explained, if you're trying to shecht an animal and happens to die, you're allowed to sell it. The Torah says so beferish. But you can't officially have a business selling it. Anything that's osur biachila min ha-toira, you're not allowed to sell. If it's only osur biachila min rabbanon, you can sell it. We also explained, you can have a business of selling horses, camels, things like that, because that's not made for eating, that's made for working, that's okay. Then the Mishnah told us a person should not buy Shemitah produce and sell it, to sell it in the marketplace, but you can collect it and your son can sell it for you. That's not called derech schoira. And if you took it for yourself, thinking you're going to eat it, and you have left over, then you're allowed to sell it.